Next, it's guest two of the evening, Olaf Stando. We're going to start off with a bit of a blast from the past from him. This is Postcards.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM. Sound of Mr. Olaf Stando here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track of his was entitled Postcards. And I haven't put his mic up yet because he's still just tuning up as we speak. Ready yet?
Yeah, sounds
right. Good. Welcome back to Phoenix FM, Olaf.
Hello, Nick. Nice to see you again. It's the fourth time on Phoenix.
It is the fourth time.
It's pretty dandy. Great.
Yes, I think you're in kind of like the top five most appearances by anyone already.
Oh, that's crazy. Thank you. That's a massive honour. I shall remember that for life.
Right, yeah. Well, it can also only go upward from here.
Hopefully, yeah. Next time I'm going to have 20.
Excellent. Well, welcome back to Phoenix FM, Olaf. You were last with us. It was late last year. We were debating this earlier, but apparently so much has happened since then.
I mean, yeah, where do I start? It's mental. I think that since October, things kind of picked up a bit more. And I mean, obviously, social networks don't really mean anything, to be honest. It's just numbers. But I got up to 10,000 followers on Twitter just recently, and you know, it's just crazy. And I've been writing lots and lots. I think I wrote about 25 songs since October. So it's been a crazy time, and kind of trying to combine it with the exams that I've had, A levels. It was a bit of a bumpy road, but it's great.
Righto. Well, let's hear one of those many songs that you've written. What track are you going to do for us first?
The first song is called Perfect Imperfections, and it's a song that I wrote on a steam train in Dorset. We just had a random trip on a steam train. I thought, you know, it's a pretty cool setting. I'll write a song about it. And yeah, it's just a little song that's actually on my next record that might be coming out in the summer, but
we look forward to hearing more about that. But for now, take it away, Olaf Stando, here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM.
Past adventures in a place we used to know. We walked, we climbed the fences, collecting the rounded stones. Miss your perfect imperfections. I know some things just don't come back. I know. My sleepless nights won't guard me. Blank atlas won't show the way. There's no address for letters when we will meet on Tower Lane. I miss your perfect imperfections. I know some things just don't come back. Sleepless nights still haunt me. The memories I still keep. Your ghost alive but not here. Those kind of times I've counted sheep. miss your perfect imperfections. I know some things just don't come back. Oh, I know. I miss your perfect imperfections. I know some things just don't come back. Yeah, I know.
Excellent. It is the sound of Olaf Stando here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that track was entitled Perfect Imperfections.
That's right, Nick.
Inspired by a steam train.
Well, inspired by a certain person, but I guess that steam train's got a nice setting. It felt like I'm going to Hogwarts, but yeah, it's not a song about Hogwarts. It's just a song that I wrote in 25 minutes. I tend to write many songs in you know, 20, 25 minutes. I tend to write very quickly, but, you know, it's just a rough take for now. I was in a studio for the past week, trying to, you know, make it kind of better, songwriting a little bit, recording some bits and pieces. Actually, I normally play this song for band. So Adam and Michael, if you're listening to this, then howdy. And normally it's got this driving drum track behind it, but obviously not today because I can't do both at the same time. But yeah.
We made a good effort nonetheless.
There was this second of silence between me and Nick there. We didn't know when to start speaking.
Well, I just said something quickly before. Okay. Well, would you say a lot of your songs are written in about 25 minutes, or kind of like, is it something that you've kind of come to?
Well, I mean, as an A-level student last year, I literally had no time to kind of make it a full-time thing. So obviously, I spent my nights revising politics and befriending textbooks to the point of death, nearly. But yeah, I mean, now that I'm free, finished my exams last week, I hope to spend more time writing songs and make them more full, make them more thin, make them kind of just better, I guess, because the longer you write them, the better they are. But I do tend to write about 20 minutes. Yeah, it's a habit that kind of started last year.
Righto. Well, I think it's fair to say that it served you well so far.
Thank you.
And let's have a listen to your first musical selection of the evening. What's it going to be?
It's the one and only Arctic Monkeys, and the track is Snap Out of It. There's a new video out for that on the Tube of You YouTube, and it's just Arctic Monkeys. They're unbelievable. So I hope you like it.
Rightio. And it'll be coming in a moment. Show me what button I've got to press with this thing.
Oh, just press the home button. Right, slide across. We have an iPhone situation here. Slide across. Right, you have a playlist. Just click that. Ooh.
Wow, what?
What's been happening?
It is the sound of Arctic Monkeys and Snap Out of It here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. My first musical selection by my second guest of the evening, Mr. Olaf Stando. And we do apologise for the slight break in that track. We'll just put that down to a technical human error. That's the best way to do it.
Sounds right.
Either way, done, dusted, over with now. And let's get on with some more important stuff. So, Olaf, you have your guitar there, and you've got a new track that you're going to play for us shortly. But in terms of releases, I think you did put out an EP last year, didn't you?
Yeah, that was back in October, actually, about 2 days after my birthday.
Probably feels like a world away now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like there was a massive transformation of my music, and I felt like the way I write songs is different now, and some of my inspiration has changed as well over time. But I mean, I still cherish that EP. It was my first EP that I released. You know, a few months ago, and it was a nice experience recording it, but obviously it was a lot more low key. Much of it was just in my bedroom, so it was quite a small thing. But I'm just looking forward to doing more and more, hopefully. And
yes, because you've got a whole new batch of songs now, and we're going to hear one of them right now. Tell us about the track we're going to hear next.
Well, this track's called Keyhole, and it's about it's kind of about a relationship where you haven't actually broken up yet, but you're just trying to find an alternative way of where to go next, and you know, you're kind of on the verge of breaking up, but and it's called Keyhole. I wrote it, I think, on a train again, because I'm a huge fan of trains and songwriting, and yeah, it's quite new. I mean, I wrote it on Monday, I think, or Sunday, so it's very new, but I hope you like it. Keyhole.
Take it away, Olaf Stando here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
And every day I add a stone to the walls I've built around you. Oh, oh. An empty house, an empty home. Is there a future in the past? Lava pavements are surrounding me. Dragging thoughts up, chances peak. Should I try to find the fitting keyhole. Should have drawn my only keys and see. Can see the sun, but all I feel is cold. Unless I'm waking up beside you, oh, oh, oh. We said we'd last till we grow old. We can't get near it by stepping back. And is there a future in the past? We made our footprints in deep snow. I'm with you, but I feel alone. Lava pavements are surrounding me. Dragging thoughts up, chances peak. Should I try to find the fitting keyhole? Should I draw my own keys and see? Well, has no more wishes. Now hope's bound tightly by the frost. We're in our house, both feeling lost. Now wishing well has no more wishes. Now hope's bound tightly by the frost. We're in our house, both feeling lost. Lost, 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 lost,
It is the sound of Olaf Standow here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that was a new track of his entitled Keyhole.
I love that clapping, Nick. Thank you. Flatter me. Thank you, man.
You're welcome. It's what I'm here for. We don't have a studio audience here, unfortunately, so I have to show appreciation myself.
Well, and, hopefully those who listen are an audience. I mean, I can imagine you guys sitting there and listening on your computers. If you tuned in, thanks so much. I know that my friends in Australia are watching, which means a lot because it's like the morning in there. It's five in the morning, I think. But yeah, if you're watching this, listening rather, not watching, then hi and thank you so much for spending time on me and my songs.
Indeed, and it's great that that you're joining us here on Phoenix FM. So, who would you say have been the main influences with the recent songs that you've been writing?
Oh my goodness! I mean, I met Lewis Watson, who's definitely the biggest influence, and he kind of made me start playing guitar. And you know, he's a YouTube guy who started off in 2010, and right now he's releasing an album in 2 weeks' time. So he's definitely a huge inspiration, Lewis Watson. But apart from that, City in Colour, it's a Canadian guy who's actually, he used to be in a metalcore band, and he used to be a screamer, but now he's a folk singer. So it's a bit
wow.
Bit of a transition, but yeah, so I love them both, but also Ben Howard, it's a classic, timeless, guy. Yeah, just a bit of both, I guess, is the main mix of Lewis Watson and City and Keller.
Excellent, good stuff. Well, you've definitely been putting the influences to good use. We'll talk about more of things you've got coming up after we've heard another song. What track are you going to do for us next?
I mean, speaking of Lewis Watson, this is going to be a Lewis Watson cover. It's actually a little mashup of Lewis Watson and, wait for it, City in Colour. So I made it in my bedroom at 2 a.m. I was very bored, and I thought, hey, I'll do a mashup of two of my favourite songs. So it's a cover of What About Today by Lewis and Waiting by City in Colour, and I hope you like it.
Take it away, Olaf Stando here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Mashing!
Call me up, 'cause you know that I'll be there. Oh, this is so messed up, but that doesn't mean I don't care. Oh, stay the night, you whisper to me. Well, you know that I can't, but you just cry if I were to disagree. Goodbye to love and hold your head up high. Oh, there's no need to rush. We're all just waiting, waiting to die. Keep saying we were meant to be, but it must be the alcohol. Well, it feels great when you're hugging me, to my body you fall. Don't taste the nicotine, but you said now you just had one. So why are you kissing me? I thought you needed some time alone. So say goodbye to love and hold your head up high. Ooh, there's no need to rush. We're all just waiting, waiting to die. So say goodbye to love and hold your head up high. Oh, there's no need to rush. We're all just waiting, waiting to die.
Lovely. It is the sound of Olaf Stando here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and a bit of a mashup there. Remind us what those were.
Yeah, it's a mashup. I'm basically a DJ. It's Lewis Watson. So check him out if you don't know him. You should know him because he's great, and it's one of those artists that you need to know. And Cillian Callow, who's been around for about 6 years, but he's timeless. It's great, and he's actually releasing the album in December. So something to look forward to.
Right, yeah, that we shall keep an eye out for. So, in amongst all your writing new songs, you have been able to get out there and play a few shows. So, tell us about the places you've been playing recently.
It was mad. I mean, I played a festival in May in the middle of my exams. I literally had my politics exam like 2 weeks after that. No, sorry, a week after that. So it was quite tight. But I played in the Great Escape in Brighton. And I get a chance to hang out with, you know, some great artists like George Ezra, and, you know, Blaine Evan and Boy Jump Ship, and, you know, a great variety of genres. I listened to some metalcore bands and some folk world bands as well, so it was great. I actually got a chance to share a watermelon backstage with George Barnett as well, who's some nice singer-songwriter from Basingstoke. Yeah, I mean, it was a great day, and I played a pretty small stage, the acoustic stage in The Great Escape, but it was mad, it was crazy.
Impressive, yes, because of course you've been kind of like studying in Exeter in the middle of all this.
Exeter.
As well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to Exeter for the university.
Oh, right.
I don't live in Exeter, cause obviously. It's kind of far away from Essex.
No, fair enough. Fair enough, but yeah, because you've managed to play places in kind of like a few places around the country, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I played a festival last summer, and that was my first festival. It was Tonefest, and it was a festival geared towards country music from America, Americana. I'm neither country nor from America, but I was kind of headlining it, so it was a great honour to headline that festival. But apart from that, I played a lot of headline shows. I had a UK tour in the winter, which actually sold out in two venues. So it sold out in Bristol and Leicester. So it was great. It's just crazy that I get a chance to play that through all these shows, and it's a huge honour. So keep looking forward to more and more.
Indeed, do you have more and more in the pipeline?
Yeah, I mean, we're currently organising a charity gig in London, which is supposed to hold about 1,000 people. It's quite a massive venue. And it'll be me, Nick Wilson, Joseph Peacock, all of Gartland, most possibly, and Lorna Colina and a few other singer-songwriters from the UK. So we're organising that, and that might be in October time, so watch out for that on Twitter and stuff. But apart from that, I'm playing actually next week in Chelmsford, and that's my headline show at the Triangle Club. So that should be all right as well.
Indeed, and we'll be tempting people there with some more music of yours after we've heard your next musical choice. What track are we going to hear next?
That one is Lewis Watson again, surprise surprise, and it's Sink or Swim, which is quite an old song from his second EP, but it's actually coming out on his album, The Morning. So Sink or Swim.
It's on its way.
Sink or swim, hold your breath and just dive right in. Ride the wave, just ride the wave far from where we came. Well, don't be scared, who cares if we lose? Let it out, don't let doubt ever have its day. Down and out, don't throw the towel, we can win this race. Don't be scared. just dive right in.
It is the sound of Lewis Watson and Sink or Swim here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen tonight by my guest Olaf Stando. If you have a question for Olaf, or if you want to recommend us a gig that's coming up in the next 7 days, or get in touch for any other means that you like, you can get in touch via the usual means. It's radio@phoenixfm.com is the email. You can also text us 0777 298 298. You can visit Curveballs on Facebook, facebook.com/curveballradio, or you can tweet us at Phoenix FM. You can also tweet me, Nick, at Mr. Lashout. Right. So, Olaf is going to do another track for us very shortly, as soon as he's had a bit of water.
Yeah, it's a lovely water. Really
indeed. Indeed. Which is good when you're doing a bit of singing.
Okay, so
that's a real advert style.
It was. I mean, I should be in water adverts if my music doesn't go right. It's my career choice for the future.
Rightio. Well, let's see you doing a bit more of your current career choice.
Right.
What track are you going to do for us next?
It's Pavements, and this song I didn't write on a train. This song I actually wrote in a studio, like a normal person, and I co-wrote it with my friend Jamie. So if you're listening to this, then hello, Jamie. Thank you for helping me with this. It's a song about kind of stepping over the line and kind of trying to challenge your limits and challenge your limitations. Sorry, that's the same thing, limits and limitations. Well, what am I talking about? But yeah, it's just a song about trying out new things and not hiding behind your problems, I guess.
Sounds good thing to write a song about.
Yeah.
And here it is. Take it away. Olaf Stando here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
These pavements seem slanted, but you decide that you take a risk, a fearing it will come right back to haunt you. What's one of the corner is a hit I miss. Don't let the slanted world distort you. You're not in the mood for the speculation of what is waiting behind the door. They tell you that they're watching every step you take. They tell you you can make it and it's too late. They tell you you're strapped to live without flaw, but you never ever learn if you never hit the floor. Out of your shoes and take a step forward. Shadows on the cover, what's already covered? A draw maps and howls, it's all straightforward. A 60 million square miles, 60 million square miles to get discovered. Push your gates and doors open and let the latch make a sound. a portal for leaving disclosures. Turn the sunglass upside down, smash the doors without a sign. Don't stain the doormat with your deepest fears. Your pavement got you where you wanna be, where you wanna be. Step out of your shoes and take a step forward. Shadows on the cover what's already. They tell you that they're watching every step you take. They tell you you can make it, that it's too late. Oh, they tell you it's a strap to live without food. But you never ever learn if you never hit the floor. Step out of your shoes and take a step forward. Shadows on the cover, what's already covered. I draw maps on how it's so straightforward. Step out of your shoes and take a step forward. 60 million square miles to get discovered. Ooh, shadows on the cover, what's already covered. 60 million square miles to get discovered.
Excellent. It is Olaf Stando here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track of his was entitled
Pavements. Yeah.
And is that one that we'll be seeing in recorded form soon?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the four tracks. I can't actually reveal the names of the tracks just yet because my manager will call me and slice me to death. Maybe not. That'd be a bit harsh. But yeah, I can't reveal it. But the news about the EP should come in around July, hopefully, or late June, even. Well, it's late June now, so probably July. And yeah, it might be one of the four tracks, but can't confirm it.
Okay, right. Yeah. Where have you been recording the tracks?
It's a little place in London called Scream Studios, and I can assure you that I don't scream on my records. But it's a pretty cool place. It's actually a basement studio in many parts, so it's got a low ceiling, but it gives nice acoustics, and it's always very dark in there because there's no windows, and there's candle lights instead. So it's a very atmospheric kind of ambient place.
I was going to say, that must have quite an atmosphere to
it. I actually wrote a song in my garden at 3 a.m. This week with candlelight, so I think that candles inspire my songwriting to some extent. But yeah, it's a place in London, and they're doing a great job. There's a team of engineers, well, two guys and a producer who are working with me on this, and it's just great to be able to do this and hopefully release something in autumn.
Right, yeah, excellent stuff. Well, whatever form it may take, we very much look forward to it. With kind of like you mentioned, quite a lot of artists that you've been performing alongside. Is there kind of like one artist that you've played alongside who really stands out to you?
That I played alongside, or I'd like to play alongside.
Well, let's say both. Yeah. Someone you have played alongside.
Well, I played alongside Lewis Watson, and that was back in November, actually. So just after we had this interview here at Phoenix, and it was a little support slot in Comedia at Brighton. And that was just a huge honour, because Lewis Watson is who made me start the songwriting thing, and you know, he was a huge YouTube inspiration for years and years. So it was great to meet him and hang out and, you know, eat digestive biscuits with him backstage.
Wow, bet when you started that, you probably thought you'd never reach that stage.
I put on my CV, yeah, digestives with Lewis Watson. But yeah, I'd like to share a stage with certainly Ed Sheeran. I think Ed Sheeran is one of those guys who is really down to earth, and his shows aren't very much about production and lots of dancers around and half naked bodies. I think it's more about just genuine music and how he puts his heart into it. It's quite amazing. So I'd love to one day support Ed Sheeran. It's crazy to think about.
It's good to be aspiring, Olaf.
Maybe one day. And definitely, it sounds quite weird, but definitely Metallica. I think that Metallica are one of those bands who I was kind of brought up listening to, and I loved them when I was 12 and 13. And even though I'm not particularly a metal person in terms of my songwriting, I'd love to kind of be invisible there on the stage and just share the moment rather than perform with them, maybe. But
I suppose a lot of music is driven by, above all things, emotion. And I suppose even kind of like people with acoustic guitars and people with lots of very loud instruments, you know, they kind of have that thing in common, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't headbang with them on stage because I'm not really that sort of guy, but I would probably just be invisible there in the corner and experience the whole atmosphere of the stage. I'd love that. It's obviously purely hypothetical for now.
Well, you never know. They are playing Glastonbury at the weekend, so you can always kind of like sneak in somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to get tickets for that, but it's sold out in about an hour, so it's been manic.
No, well, fair enough. So we've got one more musical choice of yours. Tell us about this track.
Yeah, it's Gabrielle Aplin. Gabrielle, rather, not Gabrielle. And yeah, she's a singer-songwriter from somewhere up in the south. And yeah, she started on YouTube as well, I think, back in 2010, which was like a wave of new singer-songwriters. And yeah, she's called Gabrielle Aplin. The song's called Keep On Walking, and I hope you like it.
Me.
It is the sound of Gabrielle Aplin here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled
Keep On Walking.
Keep On Walking, as chosen by my guest tonight, Mr. Olaf Stando. Now, Olaf, you have one more quick track for us in your itinerary.
Yeah, it's 2 minutes and 54 seconds, as far as I remember, and it's The Run, a song that I wrote on a crazy packed tube train last year. It's actually on my EP, on Horizon, so you might know it if you listen to the studio version. But yeah, I just wrote it standing up with my notepad out in a busy, sweaty tube carriage. But yeah, it was quite a fun experience, turned out to be.
Right, so, well, this is the result. Take it away, Olaf Stando here in Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Now I see the people making judgments based on judgments, while the puzzle is still undone. The world is spinning, things seem twisted. Why don't we stop that constant run? People always on striving for success, without a rest, without a rest. We're always running, and though we don't know where, we do not care, we don't seem to care. Just know you can't tune moments, 'cause clocks aren't waiting for us. Why don't we ditch the contest and enjoy what's the life? Now I see the people always on striving for success, without a rest, without a rest. We're always running, and though we don't know where, we do not care, we don't seem to care. Now I see the people in the grip of their aspirations, always trying to stop the time. The world is spinning, things seem twisted. Why don't we stop that constant run? This frantic marathon isn't fun. I see the people always on striving for success, without a rest, without a rest. We're always running, and though we don't know where, we do not care, we don't seem to care.
And with that wave of the hand at the end, that is Olaf Stando playing live here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Lovely track, sir.
Felt like a rock star with that little hand movement.
Indeed, right here as well. You've been playing all over the country.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's crazy. Is there somewhere where you particularly want to get back to play?
I'd love to play in Bristol, because I think that was the best crowd, and obviously sold out last tour, so it was a huge thing. I think we had about 80 people, so it was quite a small thing. Obviously, as I sold out, it wasn't quite O2, but it was still a very cozy venue. And I mean, I'd love to play in Scotland one day, because I haven't been there yet, and a lot of people have been asking me to come down to Shetland or Orkney, or, you know, some wild places like that. I'd love to step out into the wild and kind of, you know, play in Shetland in some barn or something. But yeah, I mean, I've got the whole summer, so I'll sort something out, promise.
Rightio. I'm sure there's a barn in Shetland somewhere calling your name.
There must be a lot of barns in Shetland, so that's a lot of choice.
There you go. A bit closer to home, where can people next see you playing live?
That's Chelmsford, and that's on the 4th of July, so I think that's in about 10 days' time, or even less. And that's at the Triangle Pub, so if you're in Chelmsford, you should know the venue. It's the main venue in Chelmsford, so it's crazy to be playing there. I think it's a capacity of about 250, so that should be all right. And then next thing is going to be sometime around October, the charity gig in London, but that's still in progress, so.
Rightio, so that's one for people to stay tuned to find out.
Yeah, I mean, you can follow me on Twitter at OlafGhostRaw, so OLAF, like my name, Ghost. You can know how to spell Ghost, hopefully. Raw, so RAWR, like dinosaurs, because I am a dinosaur, secretly. So yeah, and you can follow me in that to stay updated.
Rightio. Are there other social media means by which people can keep up with you?
There is Facebook, but I don't really use it much anymore, because I think it's the day of Twitter has come. But Facebook, just type my name in, Olaf Stando. I'm just about 2,000 likes, so you can contribute to 3,000 if you want to. Get 1,000 friends to like it. Yeah, there's Facebook and there's YouTube, of course, which is where I started, and which is crazy, because I just hit 2,000 subscribers in that as well. So that's cool. So just follow me in that if you want to.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we look forward to hearing more from you and this new EP, which will surface eventually. You're having to keep a bit tight-lipped about it for now, but I'm sure all will come clear soon.
I'd love to leak it. I mean, I love you guys, and you know, whoever listens to my music, I'm so grateful, and I just want you to get the new tunes already. But you know, I can't do it yet, and hopefully.
Fair enough. Well. To finish off, if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
Yeah, I mean, here's a shout-out to Danny, who's an awesome person. And Emily, who's listening as well in Norwich. My friends from school, so Gavin, Charlie, Jeff, Tom, you know, all my squad in Colchester. Yeah, my mum and dad, my dog. That's it, I suppose. And all the other friends, you know who you are.
Rightio. You can find Olaf Stando on Facebook and Twitter, and see him playing at the Triangle Club in Chelmsford this Saturday. I think it's safe to say that the future very much starts here.
It's next Saturday, by the way.
It's next Saturday.
Yeah.
Next Saturday, people. 4th of July.
Great.
Well, on that question, I think it's very, very safe to say that the future very much starts here. Olaf Stando, thank you very much.
Thanks, Nick. See ya.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.